Just 24 hours after being charged with misdemeanor assault for slamming a reporter to the floor, Greg Gianforte has won a special congressional election in Montana. In his victory speech, Gianforte pledged to go to Washington to work on President Trump's agenda.
Montanans said, "We're going to drain the swamp."
Yeah! But his remarks last night also included an apology.
"Last night I made a mistake. And I took an action that I can't take back. And I'm not proud of what happened. I should not have responded in the way that I did. And for that, I'm sorry."
Please. That's Congressman-elect Greg Gianforte after he defeated Democrat Rob Quist in a special election in Montana. NPR's Don Gagne was in that ballroom in Bozeman last night where the speech happened. He joins us now. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
So kind of unusual to have to include in your acceptance speech an apology for beating someone up. Did you suspect that this was coming, this apology?
We didn't know it was coming. You knew it was possible, especially after Speaker Ryan had told him that he should apologize during a press conference on the Hill yesterday. It's interesting, though, that Gianforte's remarks directly contradict the statement his campaign put out a day early, blaming the entire episode on the reporter, Ben Jacobs. That statement said, quote, "It's unfortunate that this aggressive behavior from a liberal journalist created this scene." So I think it's worth hearing just a little of the audio tape Jacobs made of that encounter.
"I'm sick and tired of you guys. The last time I came here, you did the same thing. Get the hell out of here."
Okay, so that's Gianforte shouting. Now compare that to last night, his tone.
"I should not have treated that reporter that way. And for that, I'm sorry, Mr. Ben Jacobs."
He then continued that he learned from this, beginning with taking responsibility.
So what was the room like? I mean, as people heard this apology, how did they respond?
You know, all day I'd been hearing from Gianforte supporters at polling places around the state that the reporter deserved it or that he'd asked for it. And last night at the victory party, at first some people in the room didn't want to hear the apology. You could hear some murmurs in the crowd.
Yeah, even some laughs, ultimately, I heard.
And laughter, exactly. Ultimately, though, people seemed glad to hear it. Here's an exchange I had with business owners Ron and Deanna Marshall.
"For him, it's kind of take a step back and just realize where you're at.
He'll be fine.
I think he's going to learn to control himself a little bit better. I think he knows the situation, and I think he's going to do a great job. I really do.
It's worth pointing out, Rachel, that Gianforte still hasn't responded to Jacob's question. What is his position on the GOP health bill now that it's gotten a pretty tough score from the Congressional Budget Office?
So what about the other side, Democrats in Montana who were hoping for a different outcome? How are they viewing the apology even?
Well, the Democrat Rob Quist conceded last night, but he did not mention the apology or the incident. He said he knows Montanans will hold Gianforte accountable. Meanwhile, the chair of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee put out a statement saying there's a taint on the election because of the assault.
So this was one of a handful of special elections happening this year where the entire political world is watching closely to extrapolate any meaning beyond any given district. What does this result in Montana tell us in a larger picture, if anything?
You have to be careful not to read too much into it. But despite President Trump's falling poll numbers nationally, in a state with lots of rural voters, a Republican can still win by embracing the president. Democrats say the result, while not the one they wanted, maybe gives them some hope because Trump won Montana by a far larger margin than Gianforte did.
NPR's Don Gagne in Bozeman, Montana. Hey, thanks, Don.
It's a pleasure.